You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So look at the calendar. A generation has come and gone in the global battle against HIV/AIDS. More than 25 million people worldwide have died from the disease since it was first identified in the 1980s. Today, more than 34 million people worldwide are currently infected with HIV. But unlike those early days, HIV/AIDS is very much treatable. And last Thursday, on World AIDS Day, President Obama dared to imagine a world without the disease.
We can beat this disease. We can win this fight. We just have to keep at it, steady, persistent, today, tomorrow, every day, until we get to zero.
Remarkable language from a leader of the fight against AIDS, as the president of the United States has been since the disease was first identified. Last week, the president announced $35 million in additional funding for state programs and $15 million for HIV medical clinics. Joining us now is Dr. Helene Gayle, president and CEO of CARE USA. She spent 20 years with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention working primarily on HIV/AIDS. Dr. Gayle, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. And it's great to talk to you. How, as a public health professional, do you evaluate those very strong words from President Obama?
Well, first of all, they're very welcome and music to my ears, and I think many people who have been involved in this fight for many years. Going to zero, I think, is an aspirational goal. We recognize the challenges and the fact that it's hard to actually eliminate or, if you will, eradicate a disease totally. On the other hand, I think if we don't have an aspirational goal to really do what it takes to win this battle and be consistent, I don't think that we're going to get there. And so I really think this notion that President Obama and the UNAIDS program and others have taken on, that we really should put in the effort, the resources, the right kinds of programs to really go to zero and to look at eliminating HIV as the kind of threat that it is today. And, I think it's within our reach. I think there's many things that give us hope that we really can make this a very rare occurrence, not only here in the United States, but also around the world.
Talking with Helene Gayle, president and CEO of CARE. Dr. Gayle, the issues with the combating of AIDS are part technological, but they also are part sort of cultural and informational, in the sense that the right information at the right time prevents transmission. How does that vary in terms of a strategy for treatment in the United States versus other places in the world where those 34 million infected are still causing problems?
Well, just like here in the United States, what it takes to have the kind of impact we want is a combination of new technological advances in treatment and prevention, coupled with behavioral changes that we know make a big difference. HIV is essentially 100% preventable infection. We know the behaviors that transmit HIV. We know a lot about the programs that it takes to support people in behavioral change, and we're seeing it. We've seen it in this country. We're seeing it around the world. Probably the best indicator is what happens with new HIV infection, the rate of new infections in young people, because that's kind of a marker for what's going on in society. How well are we delivering the messages? How well are people taking this and changing their behaviors? And in some of the hardest hit countries around the world, in southern and eastern Africa, we are seeing behavior change take hold, whether it's measured by the number of young people who are having multiple partners, which is on the decline, or the uptake of condom use for sexual intercourse. We're seeing condom rates rise. We're seeing the initiation of sexual relations going to a higher level. So people are starting, young people in hard-hit countries are starting their sexual life at a later age. They're more likely to stick to one partner. They're more likely to use condoms if they have multiple partners. So we're seeing those behavioral changes take place, and now those are coupled with new knowledge about what are the innovations, whether it's voluntary access to circumcision, which we know has a substantial impact on reducing new infections. And one of the big things is get access to treatment early. Having somebody who has HIV infection treated early on in that infection has shown to bring down the rates of HIV transmission as much as 96%.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, while those things are on the rise, one thing that's on the decline is funding for the fight against AIDS. I mean, I understand that Global Fund even had to cancel a round of grant making because of insufficient funds. That's all on the decline. Could that derail thus good news?
Well, it could derail it, and that's why I think the president's announcement was so important, because the United States has been a leader in the global fight, and to have the leader of the United States come out and boldly say that the United States is going to live up to its commitment has a important impact for other nations around the world that says we're willing to hold to our commitments. It's important for others to step up. And one of the things that I think people don't recognize is that the countries in which the epidemic has its greatest impact are also stepping up their funding. So it's critical not only that rich nations continue to hold to their commitments, but that we also encourage countries, many of whom are having economic growth in this time. Middle and lower income countries are the countries where the economy is actually growing. Hmm. So if they continue to increase their support domestically while rich nations continue to hold to their commitments, we think there will be enough resources available to keep those commitments steady, along with the right interventions to have an impact.
Well, the president believes that the U.S. can beat the disease of HIV/AIDS. We're speaking with Dr. Helene Gayles, the president and CEO of CARE. She worked for 20 years with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on HIV/AIDS. Is it within our reach? Dr. Gayles says, perhaps yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.